Welcome to Retro Wars, where each week me and a friend talk about the video games we used to play back when we were kids. And this is episode 110, and we're talking Resident Evil 5, which came out for pretty much everything. My name is Danny, how are you? How is everyone? Yes, I have been away for just over a week. Well, I say I've been away from the podcasting scene. I've been moving house. We managed to secure somewhere, and I have been doing the removal, and I'm absolutely exhausted. I am cream-crackered, and all the big stuff is done. That got done on Friday, yet all the other stuff, the multiple car trips I've been doing each day to get everything else over, is exhausting me. And thank God the missus and little one are here. Yes, the Queen and Hiccups are currently in the UK. They will be here for another 3 weeks. But I decided I still wanted to put a show out. It's going to be another shortened episode. We'll just be jumping straight to the interview. But as of next week, we will be going back to normal. I will have a bit of normality. I'll have most of the stuff in. And essentially, I can just chill out and actually do what I want to do, which is do stuff with you guys and podcast and have a bit of fun. So this week, we are doing Resident Evil 5. Maybe thinking, why aren't we doing Resident Evil 2, Resident Evil 3, Resident Evil 4? Well, because Resident Evil 5 is back in the news, isn't it? After IGN decided to bring up the old age-old argument that apparently Resident Evil 5 is racist because it's set in Africa and it's a white person shooting black people. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's not that. It's just set in Africa. So, of course, most of the zombies, I may say, because they're dead, just happen to be black because they are African, because that's where it's set. It's ridiculous argument. And we talk about that with my guest, Mr. Dave McGee. He was gladly enough, I say gladly, he was happy to put his hand up to play it. We both got the gold edition. He played it on his PlayStation, I think. I can't remember what he said. I got it on the Switch, and we both blitzed through it. And we have different experiences, put it like that. You can work out who enjoyed it, who didn't, but it was a good old chinwag. We actually did this conversation today. This conversation happened this morning. The reason why is because I'm still kind of setting up. I'm sitting here with a big mattress next to me because that's how I'm actually stopping the echo as best I can whilst the room is not ready yet. I tried to do a podcast with Mr. Chris Coplin and it was echoey as anything. It was horrible. It didn't work. So I literally got a big mattress and that has kind of seemed to have worked. And over the next few days, I'm going to be building the office. I'm actually going to be putting stuff together. So hopefully the acoustics will be a bit better. That's what I hope, but we'll wait and see. So yes, Resident Evil 5, I had played it back in the day. It was a title my brother had, Phil, and we played the split screen, which was great, the co-op mode, absolutely loved it. But this time, I thought, no, I'm going to give this a real go from start to finish, because I didn't really have a good go of it, because my brother was like, well, no, it's mine, so I'm playing it, and I'm taking it with me. So I was like, eh, okay. I didn't really have that drive to play Resident Evil going forward. So I managed to get the Gold Edition quite cheap, on the Switch, because it was like a few dollars. Well, I was like, I don't remember, it was like $15, something like that. But either way, I was like, this is great. I get a costume straight away. And oh yes, my costume is amazing. If you're not listening, if you buy a computer, Google the costumes Chris can wear and guess which one I picked. That's all you can say. Go around Africa looking fabulous, darling. That's what I was. So it was a good old, right old fun. So yeah, as I said, me and Mr. McGee, we had a good old chinwag about this, and I am just going to jump straight to the episode. And as I said, next week we're back to some normality. We'll be doing the usual stuff. All the games will be back. We'll be having a gay old time. It's going to be fun, as they say in the Flintstones. So I am going to put some music on. And when I come back, me and Mr. Dave McGee are talking about Resident Evil 5, which came out for the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 in Europe on March 13th, 2009. Fuck me, I'm old. Returning once more to the show is my good friend, Mr. Dave McGee. How are you?
I am good. Yourself?
Oh, I'm not too bad. Sitting here in my filth, that is my current new office. It's a bit of a mess. As I spoke to Dave, I have a big mattress trying to remove some sound. It's a weird experience, but this is what we've got to get up with.
Hey, whatever works, right?
Whatever. It's exactly true. Whatever
And it's
works.
easy to find mattresses, right? You just drive down the street and people will throw out their pee-soaked ones on the side of the road.
Hey, to be fair, office furniture in Australia is so easy to find. I could just literally go around a few streets and there's always people throwing shit out. It's great.
That's the best type of stuff.
It's the
Free stuff
free
that you
shit.
don't know how stained it is.
Exactly. There's the gamble. My wife's gonna come back from England going, "What the fuck?" And all of just stinks of piss everywhere. But today we are not talking about piss. Today we're talking, well, I don't know, it depends on your point of view. Today we are talking about Resident Evil 5, which
Oh, are we ever? Oh.
now this has come back in the news and we'll talk about that later. But I thought, oh, who wants to play this? And Dave put his hand up and said, "I'll play it. I'll play this game."
Yeah, and I sat down and I did this thing on night shift in 3 days.
Well, did you play it on you? Did you play on the Switch?
Well, there's a funny story behind that too. It was on sale on Steam for like $5. So I was like, I'm gonna put this on the Steam Deck and I can just sit upstairs and play it whenever I want. Horrible idea. The
Why?
controls are shit on the Steam Deck.
Oh, are
It
they?
doesn't translate really well with the toggles. So I got about, I don't know, a chapter and a half in and said, nope, I'm starting over. So I played it on Xbox.
I played on the Xbox. I played it on the Switch. So I officially had the gold edition because that was the one they had. And because I was like, do I play on the PlayStation 5? I thought, no, I'll play it on the Switch because I can play it on the pooper if needs be. And I can just make sure I blitz through it. So we both blitzed through it as quick as we could. That was the
Yes.
main thing. It's like, right,
Yes.
quick, get this game done.
I should
And
have played it on the Switch, though. God, I never even thought of that.
yeah, the Switch was great because we had costumes, which is awesome.
There was costumes on the Xbox one as well.
I suppose it would be the gold edition if you have to download it from, yeah, it was the gold
It was
edition.
the same
Okay.
thing. So it had that weird kink one that you had going on.
Yes. So
And then I unlocked a couple more when I finished the game as well.
yeah, you do. So basically because we had the gold edition, you get free costumes from the off. And I did mine with like a kinky, I'd say very kinky Chris. And he
Lots of
has
leather and lots of spikes.
lots of leather, lots of spikes, nipples out. And I was like, why not? If I'm going to liberate Africa, I'm going to do it in style. And
I picture that's how you walk around Australia, actually.
it is literally full nipple tassels, the whole lot. It's great. But you know, when the great thing about this costume was that you obviously have it in game, but you have it for the cutscenes as well. So when Chris is trying to do all this serious shit and he's just in this gimp suit, basically, and then he meets up with other characters and no one bats an eyelid. But I think
Getting
Josh
all
did.
shot up with nothing on.
Well, there's a character, is it Josh? Yeah, Josh is the Sheva's army buddy.
Yes,
And
yes,
I
yes.
kept thinking he's sketchy, he's involved in this because he kept looking all like sketchy and shifty. And now I know it's because he was looking at my costume going, the fuck is he coming to Africa with this on?
I actually thought too that he was going to turn on me at one point. I was like, this isn't making any sense.
Yeah,
He
he
just
looks so
appears.
sketch.
He just appears when in random spots and then leaves whenever things get hectic.
Yeah, and he's the only one who survives out of his team. I was like, you're well into the plot, but now I know it's just because of Lever. Although apparently Wesker didn't have any problem. He had no problem looking at me.
Yeah, well, he's into some weird stuff too, so.
He is in some weird stuff. Now, this is a follow-up to Resident Evil. It's weird. It's a follow-up to Resident Evil 4, which was very difficult because Resident Evil 4 was considered one of the best games ever made. It was
Yes.
what started the third person over the shoulder view. And it's kind of hard for Capcom because like, where do you follow up from this? How do you go from forward? How do you beat that? So they tried to do their best with Chris, who has come back from, I think he's in Veronica. I know he's in Resident Evil 1. He's in Code Veronica, I think.
I believe so, yeah.
And
Yeah.
it's also the first time on the PS3. And I'm going to say, graphically, playing it, this still holds up. It still looks decent today.
It does. I had zero complaints with the way the game looked. Except some of the eyes on the zombie creatures.
Yeah.
Those eyes were Those eyes are
Yeah,
special.
the eyes were the, I agree, because there was a bit near the end and I was like, right, Dave, I know, because Dave didn't have a good time with this game. It was like, please just wait till the shooting bits and then just wait for my menu pop up going.
No, I just no, I was so angry at this game. So angry at this game. But no,
One.
the graphics were good. I liked it. There were certain parts. I don't want to totally bash the game, but the game's kind of shit.
Why is the game to why is why do you not like this game?
Why can't you walk and shoot?
Well, you couldn't have Resident Evil 4.
Why couldn't you there either?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, after playing the Resident Evil 4 remake, it's like, let me walk and shoot. Let me walk and
So
shoot.
there was no reasons why they shouldn't have had that into it, because Gears of War was already out at this point. In
Oh,
Gears of War,
you
it's
can
third
do it.
person, you can walk and shoot. So every
Right.
time I'm like trying to sneak around a corner to shoot somebody, you can't walk with your gun up. It's like, what kind of a special forces guy can't walk and shoot at the same time? And then to make it even worse, the special forces that are coming to help you are even worse than him and more useless.
They just die. They just all die straight away.
I was just that no, and then you can't crouch. Why can't you crouch?
Oh, yeah.
When you're walking through the sea cans and they've got the tripwire set up, I don't want to shoot them. I don't want to
Yes.
waste my bullets on them.
Yes.
I
Oh
want
my
to
God.
duck underneath the damn things.
Could Leon crouch? I was trying to, in Resident Evil 4, I was like, could someone's going to be going, yes, Leon could crouch. Because those things are so handy to use as weapons. Like, just bait everyone else. But then you have to blow them up. I was like, no, I don't want to do that. I want them. They blow up shit. Let me
The dogs can
crouch.
run underneath them.
Well, yeah, the dogs can run underneath them. Why
Why
can't I
can't I
run
go
underneath
on
them? Yeah,
them?
let me do it, you bastards.
Oh. And that's actually another thing I didn't like about this game. Way too many dogs got killed. Way too many good boys
Yeah,
got
quite a few
killed.
good boys got killed in this game. We don't like it having to shoot, and it's because they put the oh, oh as you kill them. It's like,
I know. That
oh,
made it worse.
why isn't there never zombie cats?
Cats are dicks. Cats are dicks. So
That's
they
our dicks.
probably are immune to whatever virus this is.
Well, I'm waiting for Pat. Pat's asleep at the moment. Pat will probably make an appearance at some point. And this dickhead, because he just moved in the other day, he's figured out he can get out already. And he's been able to get out the garden twice. And
Oh,
once
no.
he was having his own adventure around the street. He was like, you dickhead, get here now.
So it looks like you're gonna have some work to do to fix that.
I've got some work to do. Yes, see, dogs can be dicks too. Now, this is set in Africa.
Yes.
And it's linked to the same shit from four, which is like the La Plaga sort of thing. And this time, no Leon, it's Chris, and he's teamed up with a local officer called Sheva. And the plot is stupid. The plot is so stupid and so over the top. I fucking love it. It's great. It's B movie chaos. Find this one. I can't remember what the guy's name was, but he's like some creepy businessman you're chasing for absolutely ages.
What the hell is his name again? Oh, that's gonna kill. That's gonna
I can't
bother me now.
remember. But I was thinking, how can anyone? Because he's proper sleazy. I was like, who puts him in charge of anything?
Yeah, he 100% is a sleazeball with that stupid laugh.
Yeah, stupid. Gold
Oh
chain, the
yeah.
works. And it's like, if you want anyone like serious to run potentially what you're trying to run the work, you ruin the world. He doesn't look like the sort of guy you should use.
No, he comes across as a guy that's just always in the background. Like he should be like a sidekick and that's it, nothing more.
Yeah, a sidekick, not correct. A sidekick, nothing more. Leave him as that. But no, he's the main person you're chasing for like literally half the game. And you're going from one part of Africa to another, because that's what it is. You're just going through Africa chasing him.
Yeah.
But what I thought was quite cool was when you first arrive, shit hasn't hit the fan yet. Shit looks like it's about to hit the fan, but it hasn't. So you're
Yeah,
walking.
there's signs of it happening.
Yeah.
Like
So you're walking
you
through the
notice little
town.
things here and there, yeah.
You walk through that town, that first bit, and everyone's looking at you going, who the fuck are you? Fuck off.
When you're walking through the town at the beginning, and they got that, which is obviously a body in the bag, and they're beating it with the bats and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, so they know what's going on.
Yeah, they know something's happening, and they literally do not take their eyes off you, just giving you dead eyes. Like, oh shit,
Oh
this
yeah, I
is.
was like, yeah, you knew something bad was eventually going to happen once that happened. Once he
Yeah,
got those eyes.
they're all giving you, and then eventually the whole place clears out, and then yeah, then the zombie shooting starts. But Chris is there apparently to capture this guy, but he's also got his own little agenda because he's after Jill, because a
Yes.
mission with Jill went awry,
His
array,
one true love.
his one true love, and it all went missing. She went missing after, and I was like, oh, wouldn't it have been good to actually play that mission to actually find out what's going on? But then smartly they put that as DLC. I was like, oh, not as DLC, as like post-game content. I was like, oh, that's okay, well done, that's
Yeah, that's
unlockable.
actually that's one thing I did like about this, is there is a lot of post-game stuff they added to it.
The shit tons. That's one. There's absolutely shit tons. But you see this flashback. We'll go to the post game in a bit, but you see this flashback of like him and Jill going to find Wesker, and Wesker is doing all this Ultra Instinct shit. Like, he's literally dodging every bullet, and you can't even touch him. But then all of a
He's
sudden,
the
Jill,
Matrix.
he is the Matrix.
He's the Matrix.
But all of a sudden, Jill can just rugby tackle him. I was like, the fuck? What the fuck? But that makes no sense. Wesker's dodged everything like Goku style, and then he's like,
He's
nah.
Jill's I don't know. I can't even justify that. He can dodge bullets, but not her.
Not her. He's like, I want the woman. He's like, oh, I can't dodge your ample hips. Get me, Jill. So he's after her. And essentially, yeah, you are playing a bit of a cat and mouse. Like, there's the bait, go get it, and clear out a section, move on. That's essentially the game. There's not much investigation. It's just go from point A to point B and then all the way through, really. Apart from
Yeah,
the,
just kill everything, keep
yeah.
moving.
Kill
Kill everything,
everything,
keep moving.
keep moving, and like I would say, I was playing the Switch version, looked very good. I do agree, you do move very sluggish. You move like,
Yeah, I go back. Yeah, that was a huge issue with me because I go back to, like, if I put the game down, restart it, my instincts go back to current games that I play, and nothing matches up. Like,
no.
nothing matches up at all.
It's horrible, and it took me ages to eventually get that control down, because it was like, oh my god, yeah, again, a reprogram to RE4 remake, other games similar where you can run and shoot, and here it's just like, turn, Chris, turn, please.
The running is a pain in the ass too, because yeah, you can use your left stick to push down and run, but it seems to not work all the time.
No.
So then you use the A button to run, but then you can't use your right toggle to view where you're going. It's just a mess. It's just a mess.
It's so much of it's a mess. Do you know what though? I didn't realize that this game introduced the toggle system with the weapons, and I thought that was in four, but four, no, four was just a suitcase, and you better press, if you
Oh,
wanted a new weapon, you just
where you can
press
use the
the
D-pad
D-pad,
to,
sorry, yeah.
yeah.
And in four, you just had to press start and new gun. Or I was like, wow, that must have been really cumbersome back in the day. But I was like, oh, a bit of the Mandela effect. Because I always thought you could just basically left shoot, press the left D-pad, shotgun. Oh no, nothing like
It
that.
took me a little while to realize that. I
And what were you
think
doing then
it
instead?
was, I was just hitting the inventory button. And then equipping. And then I
Oh
think you read a
no.
file. I think it's a file you read that tells you how to
Yeah.
do that. And I'm like, oh, well, this totally makes it a lot easier.
This makes total sense. Thank you. But it makes it so much better than just pausing and going to the suitcase
Oh, yeah.
every time. Because, yeah, just switch weapon on the fly. Just go from your handgun to your shotgun. Done. There we go. That's all you need.
I took your advice with the weapons at one point, and
Yes.
I gave Shiva or Sheva or Shava, whatever the hell her name is, the
Rifle.
sniper rifle. Yeah, and she never used it.
Didn't she?
I had to take it back so that I could shoot things. I was like, I gave you this for a reason, and she's like, nah, I'm good with the hand cannon or the handgun. I'm like, I'm not okay with you having that. Give me this back.
Once she runs out of bullets for the handgun, she goes to the rifle. And I found she was awesome with the rifle. She was so good.
Maybe if she pulled it out, I would have found that out, but she at no point did she ever use it. She did like to use the Magnum though, when I gave her the Magnum, so I was just like, you can have the Magnums.
I wouldn't let her have the Magnum. I was like, no. You give me that Magnum. You're not allowed to play with that. You no. So, because what we're talking about, this is actually a co-op game, and you have your partner Sheva with you the whole time. So you have to manage your bullets and manage your weaponry with her. And I thought it was really good having. I thought the AI was actually mostly good, but it was so much fun having like a second person. I would have loved to play this with another person. This would have been awesome playing online with someone else.
Yeah, so if you actually have the Steam version, they have the online option still. Whether people are playing or not, I don't know.
Oh, because I think I played it back in the day with my brother. We had it was a split screen, but if we
Okay.
could, like, split screen's one thing, but to do it like actually, if we did it over the internet playing me and you together, that would make the game like a million times better, 100%. If we had like microphones and just going
Oh
for
yeah.
it, it would be it's such a good game.
You could make some pretty sweet strategies and stuff like that as you're running through, drawing people out, one person with the rifle. Like you could probably go through the game pretty quick that way.
You probably could. Like, I genuinely would love to play this game again with a friend and like actually have a right, okay, you do this because you really have to work together because you only have 9 inventory slots per character. So that includes your ammo, your weapons, your recovery, and you've got to pass your stuff along. Although
Oh yeah.
it makes me laugh that the body armor is an inventory slot. I was like, how that doesn't make any fucking sense.
No, I never even got it because of that. I read up on it. I was like, is this even worth the money? Because it's expensive to get.
Yeah.
And everything I read, they're like, it takes up an inventory slot. It's really not that handy unless you're playing the super hard modes. Just pass on it. And I was like, okay, I'll
Shit.
pass.
I didn't. I should have done that. But you've got to really work out how to use your loads because it'll get to the point where you can't pick up anything and then Sheva can't pick up anything. You're like, ah, crap.
Yeah, there's times where she just ran off and picked up some stuff, and I was like, you don't even use it. Stop, like the those little mines you can put down that stuns them.
Yeah.
What was that called again? I can't remember the name of that, but
Yeah. The proximity mines.
that's it. Yeah, the
Yeah.
proximity mine, and she would pick them up but never use them. So I'm like, why are you picking stuff up if you're not going to use them?
A good
That was fun.
shiny. It's like a little magpie. She's like, oh,
Exactly.
shiny. Pick that
She
shit
wouldn't
up.
shoot the gems in the walls for you that actually shine, but she'll pick up a proximity mine that she'll never use.
Oh yeah, because the gems. Yeah, that's one thing that's different in this game, as you just mentioned, is the gems. Because you, in the previous game, you go find gems and you could equip them to like masks and make more expensive stuff, and then you'd find the buyer and he'd be around the corner going, "What are you buying?" And he was like the best person in Resident Evil 4, but he's not in this game. It's like,
No,
oh.
there's just some random, I don't even know, like it's, you don't run into anybody
No,
who's selling you stuff.
you just
You
sell at the
just,
end of the chapter. It's like,
and
oh.
or end the mission and like log out, log back in.
It's like, oh.
Anytime, yeah, anytime you want to buy something, you just exit the game and re-enter.
Yeah, that's all you need to do. It's like, oh, I need this money. Okay, I'll just pause where the zombies are everywhere. That's fine. I'm just going to pause it, come back, and now my gun's more powerful.
Yeah, everything's going to teleport for me, and it's great. I'm just going to talk to the wall. The wall's going to give me what I need, and then we'll move on from there.
And then we'll be fine. Like, I suppose, I don't know, I would have loved the seller. I'm not saying he could suddenly come from Spain to Africa, but I would have liked a seller because I just think it's more fun and it
Well,
encourages that exploration.
they could have used like Josh for that.
Yeah.
Like he could have, anytime he showed up, like when he just randomly showed up, he'd be like, "Hey, I've got some stuff here in my helicopter. Do you want to buy it?" Like it's anything, but there's nobody there to buy stuff from, but yet you buy everything.
Could you imagine though if it was Josh? We're like, hey, I've got this rocket launcher. Do you want it? Yeah, that'd be great. And that's 20 grand. It's like, the fuck? We're on the same team. Just give me
Just,
the rocket launcher.
hey man, they got to make up their money somehow.
Yeah. War is
Repairs on this
expensive.
helicopter isn't cheap.
You know, the amount of helicopters that go down in this game, the amount of people you lose in this game, it's fucking stupid. But
So many burnt bodies in this game.
so many bird bodies. But like with Sheva, so she has her own AI, and yet unfortunately for you, she didn't use the rifle, but she did for me. And so she must have been pretty shit for you. Like really, you must have had a really shit time.
The game sucks, so yeah, I had a very shit time with everything about it. Like, it was so frustrating. So,
She was great. She was great for me. The only thing I would not let her have is magnums, not the ice cream, the gun, and I wouldn't let her have healing items. That was the other thing.
she was actually good with the healing items with me,
Oh, I felt every
but
time you even
shit with the
stubbed,
guns.
every time you even stubbed your toe, she was running over, going, "Yeah, are you okay?" I was like, "I've just stubbed my fucking toe. You've just used a full herb there. The fuck are you playing at?"
I was just picking on a sliver. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I've literally got a splinter, and you have literally used a first aid spray. We need that shit. Thanks, bitch.
No, I don't know if I, because I changed her. I never had her under as the cover option. I always had her as attack. So maybe that's why.
Or maybe that's why I
Because
had her as attack.
she was
I had her
always
as cover.
aggressive.
Yeah, I
So
had her
maybe
as.
being aggressive made it so that
She didn't
shooting
use the
was first
rifle.
option.
Yeah, I used the cover option. Because that would just work for me. That might have been why then. But I did like it when I want, you know, when you get one of the zombies coming to you, just one. It's like, right, okay, shoot him in the knee, and let's just not knifing the bastard to death. And she's got no bullets, so she joins in, and the pair of us just knifing this guy. I was like, yes,
I started doing that a lot near the end, the knee shot to the knife.
yeah. And I think I went into like old Resident Evil mode because in Resident Evil 4, you just shoot them in the knee. And then just do a suplex, instant death. That was with Leon. So I was desperately trying to do something like that with Chris, but he doesn't do a suplex. He like does an uppercut. Are you sure you can?
Yeah, he does like the hook,
Yeah.
and then he also stomps on there. Did you find though, like the stomp didn't always indicate that you could have stomped them?
No, yeah, the stomp is a bit of a pain in the ass.
I was like, okay, he's down, he's not moving. I'm dancing around his head. Let me stomp him. Why are you not letting me stopping him? Oh, he's up and biting my face. Thank you, game. You're the best.
Dancing around his head.
It wouldn't let me stomp.
He's sitting there doing full Michael Jackson round him.
I'm like, God damn it, where's the X button?
Oh, that's so much fun. Oh, just the idea. Because the thing is, like, yeah, I love the ability to stomp, I love the abilities and all that, but especially when they start bringing harder enemies out, especially the ones when the Plagueis comes out the head. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. Because they are such a dick to deal with.
Because another thing, Jesus. Sometimes the enemies, whether it's the exact same enemy or not, takes more damage to destroy and kill than the exact same enemy 2 battles ago.
Yeah,
Like, I'm
they're
like,
so inconsistent. It's ridiculous with the amount of damage. And like, just give me the same rules. Stop cheating. Make what is it? You die. Like some guys near the end, they would die in literally one shot. I was like, oh.
yep, and then all of a sudden, you're taking like 6 shotgun shells to this thing, and you're like, I'm aimed right at your weak spot.
Yeah.
I am shooting you directly.
There was
Oh,
one
don't. It's
guy.
okay. It's okay. You can just keep walking.
Yeah, there was one guy near the end. I can't remember what type of enemy he was. But he was armored. He was armored, to be fair. But literally, I was blasting him and I had a powered up shotgun. I was like, go down? Go the fuck down? It's like I'm running out of shotgun blast stealing. It's like, is this a glitch? I generally thought it was a glitch.
I started using a lot of the grenade launcher at that point.
I didn't use the grenade launcher. I had a shotgun, the Magnum, the Uzi, and the handgun. They are my weapons.
Okay, so I did handgun, I did the machine gun, then grenade launcher and shotgun.
And that's what's great about Resi is that there are so many weapons available. You can play with whatever is your unique style, and then because you can make Sheva how you want, you can have such a unique play style. It's ridiculous. And that is why I think like the replayability is so good. And also the fact that you get not just one handgun, there are several handguns, several assault rifles, several sniper rifles, shotguns. I was like, this game is so good for replayability. Like you want
Yeah,
to play with this?
if you want to put yourself through that again, yeah, I'm sure it'd be great for replayability. Instead, I decided to take on a drug habit and not have to play this game again.
Yeah, don't worry, heroin. Don't worry, kids. Heroin is bad. Unless you played Resident Evil 5, then you might want
Oh.
to take heroin.
but I
See,
did I found with those armor guys and that and then those fat guys with the Gatling guns.
oh yeah,
I use
they were
the grenade
bastards.
launcher on them too.
I used the Magnum on them. I full went Magnum on those bastards.
So, because a grenade launcher has so many different types of ammo, I was using there was electric rounds or something like that, and it would kind of stun them, and then you could just start unloading on them.
And that's the thing again, it suits your play style. Like I, with the Gatling guy guns, I was often running for my life, and the moment they need to reload, then I just start laying into them, then run around. Like there was a bit at the end where you have to fight two like cockroach things, and they
Oh,
were.
but the when they have that weird like mist around them,
Yeah.
that oh, I hated those things.
So you fight them, and as you got to kill them as quick as possible. So I'm using the proximity mines literally to try and slow things down. Then I'm just throwing grenade after grenade after grenade. And then, but if you don't kill them quick enough, then the two fat guys come out with Gatling guns. So now you've got four fuckers to deal with. He's like, oh my God.
Yeah, I probably should have used a proximity mine more for those cockroach things, but I was just in panic mode as soon as they came out.
It is. It's panicking because it's if they get to you, it's instant kill.
Yeah, they rip your insides out.
It's like, oh, that's nice. Thank you. That's instant death. But this is the thing with this game. It was great for moments like that. But then near the end, it started becoming a shooter game. And I was a bit like, ah, why are we becoming Gears of War?
But that's another reason why the controls were so shit for this game.
Yeah.
It turned into an action game, but with old Resident Evil stealth, keep slow, watch what you're doing
Yeah.
controls. Like it didn't work well at
No,
all.
it doesn't like there's ways to crouch, but it's so bad that you have to hug a box and then you pop out. It just doesn't translate very well. And the only I said I knew this was coming because everyone said it does change genres. But the only reason which got me excited was the fact that because the Guard or whatever they're called, when they were looking around, they popped their head up, and that was one of the best sights just to see this random guy just going, ee,
Just staring
ee.
around at you.
Yeah, it's like, why are you smiling at me? You
Hello.
honestly, everyone, it just Google the face that they're making. It made my day. It actually made me chuckle. I was like, this is a guy trying to kill
It looked
you.
like they had no eyelids and no lips.
No, they didn't. They had no lips. That was what made it.
Like, did they chew off their lips after they got infected with this stuff, or do your lips fall off when you get infected from this?
They possibly did. They possibly just had a bit of a nibble on their own lips. Oh my God, it was so much fun. But it also tried to do like the they really did those cutscenes and the quick time events. They did so many of them. I was like,
I
fuck.
was there. There was a couple I wasn't even ready for.
Oh
I was like,
really?
cut scene, and I put my controller down. I'm like, oh, well, I died. I better do this again.
There was one in the temple where you're running away from like this big huge cockroach thing. And I made it towards the door. And the game was like, no, you've got there too quick. And it made me replay the stair bit. I was like, hey, I was at the door, you cheeky bastard. It's because Sheva wasn't there.
I may or may not have gone through that one a couple times.
Yeah, I did. Because literally, if you
That
don't get it perfect, you died. It's like, oh, for fuck's sake.
whole temple stage, I hated that whole temple stage. The
Yeah.
fire,
The
and
temple
then
stage is a bit of a
the
dick.
oh my God, the map in this game.
It's dreadful.
It is the worst map I've ever seen. Like, you can't bring up an entire map,
Nope.
so you have no idea. The temple's so big, you have no idea where you're going. It gives you a slight little kind of arrow on where to go, but it doesn't say any, like, what do you take the stairs? Do you not take the stairs? Do you go underneath? Do you go around? Like, oh,
It's like,
this one.
what do you fucking do? I agree, because yeah, the temple level, it's a lot of up, down, the stairs, trying not to get burnt alive by the sun. And it, yeah, not having a clear map for bits like that is a pain in the ass. It's fine for when you're doing the linear bits, like in the towns and stuff, that's fine. But when you essentially need to do some exploring, like the limited exploring there is, it's like,
Yeah.
like you have to do a jet, you have to go on like a, what would you call it, like a hovercraft, a boat, sort of. I can't remember the type of boat it is. And
What are they called? It's almost like a hovercraft, but it's not. I know it, yeah.
it's like a
You,
seaboat. Like
yeah.
you see them when they're basically hunting crocodiles, those sort of boats. And there's some exploration there, but the map's not exactly the best. It's like, yeah, use Google it now. What type of boat is that? What is it?
No, that's not it. That's not it. That's not it.
Awesome. Thanks, Google. Not helping the situation.
It's trust me, it's not Google, it's me.
Now, as long as it's not Bing. But this again, the game tries to do so much. Like you start off at the Resi style. You've got the Gears of War stuff. Then you've got the full on action stuff where you're in a van and you're chasing. All of a sudden, you're being chased by people on bikes. I was like, how the fuck are they using
Oh,
bikes?
that part drove me insane.
It's shit. You're on the
Because they're
back of
coming
a.
at you're
Go
yeah,
on.
yeah they're coming at you on these bikes. They're regular motorcycles. Nothing special about them. You shoot their tires, nothing happens.
And you're shooting with like a Gatling gun practically. And it's
It yeah,
like,
it's a
okay.
huge gun on the back of a of the Jeep or whatever you're on.
Yep.
But nothing happens. And then all of a sudden your vehicle's taking massive damage from a motorcycle. I'm like, what is happening right now?
Yep. And you have to do that. And then you've got to do it again on a boat for part of a boss. And it's like the game just wants to be, doesn't know what it wants to do. It wants to try and do so much. Like, one of the bosses is you shooting this big giant. And I was like, fucking hell. That is such a sh. Like, it's such a. Like, it's like House of the Dead. I was like,
Yeah,
make
because
it
you're
work out what you're trying to do.
it yeah, it tried to do too much stuff at once
Yeah, it
instead
does.
of just focusing in on what the game needed.
Yeah,
And you know what it
and.
didn't need? Half the shit in this game.
It needed all the shit in this game
They
because
should have taken out 50% of the stuff and let you walk while you shoot.
yeah, and that would have solved the problem. Do you know what? Because near the end of the game, right, it starts like getting, although it's Resident Evil, it's stupid anyway. It starts going absolutely crazy when you go on a boat and then you get access to basically a death laser from space.
Yeah, that is Gears of War right there. That is 100% Gears of War.
And you're fighting this big tentacle monster, and you have to basically use a device to lock onto these big orbs. And I warned you about how to fight that boss because I was fighting it because of not knowing how to do it. And she ever had no bullets. So this tentacle's flailing around, and this orb is just constantly moving. I was like, stay the fuck still. Stay fucking still. And then all of us, because you need to get like a few seconds lock on it. And it was such a, it took me honestly about half an hour to beat that boss until the moment Sheva suddenly fired one random bullet at the orb and it stopped moving. I went, oh.
Yeah, because it kind of glows red until you do enough damage to it. Then it
Yeah.
goes like a darker red
And
and sits still.
then you can sit still and it locks. I was like, oh. Now believe me, I spent
There it is.
there it is. Because I had to spend so long trying to get a lock on, then dodge, get a lock on, and it was taking for fucking ever. And I was like,
So
I'm not enjoying this boss anymore. It's been half an
I
hour.
died the first time. Then the second time, I was like, because I died when he did the swipe across the deck. I was like, oh, I wasn't ready for that. So then the second time, I climbed up one level and he stopped swinging at me.
Yeah, he does. He can't reach.
I was like, well, this made this battle a lot easier.
This game is a bit easy, but it's so stupid and over the top. I was like, oh my God, this is just crazy. But I did like it. And then you go to, after you fought Wesker, we'll go to the bosses later, but you fight
Fucking Wesker.
Wesker and then you end up in a freaking volcano as like standard. And I noticed when it was in the volcano, the music was all of a sudden like end of the world apocalyptic music. I was like, I'm not complaining. It was really good, but it's like, this is not matching what it was previously.
No, It really ramped up the intensity at the end
It
there.
did. And then you had the good old punch the boulder scene,
I
which
fuck sakes. I was like, you sent me the gift for that, and I'm like, this looks weird. And then all of a sudden, I'm doing it in the game. I'm like, yeah, it still looks weird.
And he literally just starts punching this boulder, and then he like moves it by punching it. And then the game just like doesn't make a big thing of it. It just like moves it, and then you just carry on. I was like, well, hang on, start again. You've just punched a boulder, huge boulder. I don't care how much adrenaline you've got. That's not happening. No
The
chance.
boulder's like 3, 4 tons in weight,
Yeah.
and you punch it and give it a little bit of a push, and it rolls in and then doesn't melt. And first off, how did you survive the plane crash into a volcano?
How are you? How are
You
you?
crash into a volcano that's an active volcano.
Mm.
You're 2 steps away from molten lava that's flowing like a river.
And
You're fine. Just push a rock.
you're just fine. Like the heat from that alone, surely you should be passing out. Surely the heat in there is like more than an oven. And you're just like, yeah, fuck it. It's
It's
fine.
fine. It's fine. Just push the rock and you'll be fine.
Just push the rock.
As long as you don't step into the lava, it can't hurt you in any way.
You don't touch the lava. That's one thing I'd love to let's see how my shoe does. Oh no, that's not good. Like all that's all Wesker needs to do, just knock one of you into lava. Problem solved. But he's too busy on my gimp suit. He's like, ooh,
He was distracted.
gimpy.
Hello, sir. How are you today?
I gotta say, though, Wesker is so cool in this game. He's like proper dressed out Matrix style. He's like literally seen like the early 2000s and gone, that's it, that's my jam. That is me.
Then with his eyes glow behind his glasses sometimes, but not all times. You can
It
tell he's
is.
mad because of his eyes.
You can tell he's angry. Yeah, you can tell he's angry
He
because
has had enough.
he's got his head enough. Now, literally, there was one bit I remember, and I thought it was actually one of the coolest things I've done. There was like a conveyor scene, and like you're literally running up a conveyor, and there's all like explosive tanks, and you're kind of trying to dodge them. I literally did like a kamikaze, ran past all the people in the tanks, and then managed to get back up onto the stairs, turn back, one
Those
bullet,
bodies that keep
boom.
grabbing at you. Why
Yeah,
how
yeah.
many bodies are they dumping here?
Oh well, there's one boss, isn't it? The huge tentacle boss, and there's like literally a mountain of bodies. And I was like, holy shit, they've killed a lot of people.
Oh,
There's a
there's so
lot of
much I love this
bodies.
game.
This is
Like they're
it.
just dumping body after body onto a conveyor to burn. Or explosive tanks, one of the two.
One of the two, and it went. And some of these are like, help me. And you're like, fuck off, get off. Oh, you've got a necklace. Give me that
Was just
necklace.
gonna say, I found out that every time you killed one of those bodies, you got a necklace that you could get money from at the mystery vendor.
Yeah, the mystery vendor. I was like, that was my late mother's necklace. Give it here, bitch. That'll pay for an extra clip. Boom.
You won't be needing this where you're going. Thank you.
Into the furnace you go, off you go,
I'll
cook.
just give you a little push here. There you go. With the
Right, I
conveyor,
really.
though, did you know you could walk right in the middle of it and it didn't make you go either way? Yeah, so if you're running up the conveyor belt right up the middle, neither side will push you because one goes towards you, one goes away from you. You run up the middle, neither affect you, and you can just walk normally, straight up the middle.
Oh, I never knew that. Fucking, that would have made it a bit easier. Although I was liking being grabbed by the bodies. I was like, yes, people grab me. People grab me. It was great.
I feel liked. I
I feel
feel like
light.
people actually like me.
They do. Now, before we go into obviously the controversial bit, go through some of these bosses. Now, there was one boss which I told you get a the missile launcher, which was or the rocket launcher, which was the Ouroboros. That was an absolute pain in the ass boss. That was the one where you were like in a laboratory, and you're meant to basically flame the thing to de flame the thing until its arms fall off, and then you can go hammer it. But it was its arms would come back so quickly, it was just ridiculous. And the internet just said, just get a rocket launcher, one shot done.
Yeah, everything I read on it, even after you told me about the rocket launcher, you have to have flame everything,
Yeah.
flame grenades, flame, like, yeah, and it's nothing else seems to do any damage to it. So Thank God the rocket launcher was an option, because I don't think I would have made it past that
No, I took
guy
multiple t attempts and it's just a pain in the backside. So I was like, nah, fuck it, rocket launcher, 10 grand. There you go. Thank you. Boom. That's that dead woman's necklace. That's what you paid for. One missile.
if I didn't. I made sure, if I wasn't quite sure when that boss fight was going to actually show up, I was like, I need to make sure that I always have
10,000.
10,000. I guess it's dollars, or is it gold, or whatever it is. 10,000 ready and waiting.
You just pillaged the locals, that it's fine. And then the only other boss which I thought was funny was the Wesker one. And it's not so much the end boss, it's the one where you're fighting him and it's you have to get rid of the lights. And you get rid of the lights and then he
Oh,
can't
yeah.
see you. It's like, what the fuck?
You get rid of the lights, he can't see you. You shoot a rocket launcher at him that he catches.
Yeah, he can react to that, and then you blow the rocket
Then
launcher
you
up, you
blow the
shoot
rocket
that.
launcher. Yeah,
But
then you can trip him.
he's like, I can't see you. He's like, well, take off your sunglasses, dickhead.
Yeah, no kidding, eh? I don't understand why I can't see in the dark. Excuse me, sir. You have some pretty dark sunglasses on. I'm fine.
He's like, oh
Everything's
shit.
fine.
He's like, oh shit. I might have needed it, might take them off. But it's so funny, and he's like, ha, I found you. It's like it's a big game of cat and mouse. It's
Well,
like,
that's the thing too. Once I turned all the lights off, I was just running around in a circle around that middle
yes, so was I.
section. And then once I got behind him, I shot him, and he turned around and grabbed it. And like, what the hell's happening?
Like, how
This
can you
guy's
dodge?
supposed to be like God,
Yeah,
and you just
you
like,
can't see. It's so stupid. But then he can throw rockets at you. It's like, okay, fair enough. That's what you could just do that. You've evolved since the first game dramatically.
and what kind, like, who set up that room where the rocket launcher is in the bottom? You have to smash the glass, you get the rocket launcher, then you have to run to the top to get
Get the
more ammo.
missiles. Yeah. Maybe they
Like,
weren't. I don't think they were expecting a situation where you're going to be chasing a man and shooting a rocket at his face.
well, they had a rocket launcher on the boat for some reason.
That's a good point. Yeah, the boat's there. Who designed this shit?
They're like, you're gonna have at some point need to shoot the rocket launcher, but we're gonna make you have to run 10 minutes out of your way to grab the ammo to run all the way back down to defend yourself.
Yes, that's the important bit. The important bit is that it's such a stupid boss battle. But again, it's Resident Evil. I don't care. It's funny. And I don't expect anything from the plot for Resi. I just have a laugh with it, especially when you walk around in a gimp suit. Anything is just awesome. But
They are
okay.
obsessed with rocket launcher endings, though.
Oh, yeah. This one's got two in the face. It's like she could have missed that. Imagine if they'd missed. Oh.
Yeah,
Oh.
damn it.
It's
They would
like,
have to probably climb down, then climb back up something, break some glass, get some more ammo, climb back up the helicopter, and then take the shot again.
whilst all in an active volcano,
While in an active volcano that affects you in no way at all.
which the missile, if they had a rocket launcher, imagine that you walk down, there's a rocket launcher just in the volcano, just sitting there. I was like, the fuck.
I would have quit. I would have shut the game off. It wouldn't surprise me, but I wouldn't, like, I'm done.
It's like there's just one rocket launcher. Yeah, it's been sitting there for a while. No one's touched it. It's fine. Don't ask how it got there. Don't ask for science. It's just there. Now, to talk about the controversial stuff with this game, I've been seeing it recently in the news quite a bit, and that is definitely Eskela. Is that her name? Eskela, that Italian woman, and the fact she's got boob physics. That is the controversial bit in this game.
It was I'm surprised she didn't fall out, to be honest with you. There
Yeah,
was a lot going on there.
there is a lot going on there, and Capcom went, you know what? We're gonna Tifa these things, we're gonna put some mechanics in there, and nobody complained about that. That was never a talking point. No, the talking point wasn't about her titties, it was about racism. That's what the
Yeah.
big talk about was, and it's back in the news again because apparently Resident Evil 5 cannot be remade because it's racist, apparently, which is like, are you what? Set in fucking Africa.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that is so controversy. Like, it's got the same characters as every game. They just moved to Africa to do, because they weren't allowed to do it in the States or Europe anymore. So they
Yeah.
had to go somewhere else to continue their experiments and to try to infect people and make them their army and cause the world to end and la da da da. People just grab onto anything nowadays, though, and that's
It's
it's not fun.
stupid. Like, at no point did I ever feel like, because they basically made it out that's like, oh, it's a white man, go shoot the black people. There's no the point that I played that game when I was like, right, I'm going to shoot the black people. It's my inner racist has the chance. Give me that shotgun. Give me that shotgun, boy. And never did I feel that. I just thought, I'm shooting a zombie. I'm shooting a zombie. They're dead. I'm shooting a zombie. You've got a black character assisting you, and then you've got black shifty Josh. It's like, and even their voice actors have come out and said, the voice actor for Josh is like, play the game. Just play the damn game. I was like, there we go. Why do we have to make it about race?
It's your the setting, like it would be controversial as well if they set it in Africa and then they didn't have any people of color in the game as well. So it's a touchy situation because nobody's ever right
No,
when
no one's.
this
Everyone's
topic
always got,
comes up, right?
there's always people on both sides. But people said that the environment was racist. I was like, are you shitting me? Have you been to places like the Congo? Have you been to places which are under fucking mass civil war? That's what those places look like. With the
Well, it's
greatest
not.
respect, they're shitholes.
Well, not just that, but they're using these people to mine, right? And
Yeah.
they're keeping them poor, and that's the sad reality of the world, is people take advantage of other people to get what they want, and the people that have the money take advantage of the people who don't,
Yeah,
and
it's exactly like that.
it's shit because
It is.
there's it's Yeah, it's just shit, but people have a hard time dealing with what actual reality is.
Yeah, and I know there's the tribal people, and I know people pointed out that's racist. However, they explain that in the story. There's a story that actually explains that, why they've dressed up like that. Because yes, there are actual tribes in Africa that still, yes, may, dress like similar. They may still hunt like very. There definitely are tribes. Like definitely in the Amazon, there are tribes like that. But in this game, they explain it that the people are going starting to go fucking ape shit because they're starting to go crazy, and they are starting to. They said we saw one guy dress up like the festival. It's not festival season. So they must do that for a festival, and they've just put the shit on because their mind's going to fucking mush. So they're like, we'll just do that. And I was like, well, they've explained it. They're not just go, let's hunt tribal people. I was like, I
Well,
think you're
yeah,
taking leaps here.
when you're reading that one note, I think it was left by the kid
Yeah.
later in the game, talking about how they were going to the mines, and some
Getting the
people
medicine.
were, yes, they're getting the supposed medicine, but it turned out that it wasn't medicine, right? And then people were slowly going crazy, like they're starting to hear voices, they're starting to see things, they're starting to get more aggressive, more violent. And yeah, you don't know how people are gonna act when their brains are eventually, like you said, turning into mush
Yeah.
because of some experimental concoction that people are trying to put into them.
No, and it is insane. Like again, I played it and never thought at one point, yes, it's a black person I get to shoot. I never thought that for one iota. But then you look at like Resident Evil 6. Resident Evil 6 is based like on China, and you're shooting Chinese people. Like Resident Evil 4, you're shooting the Spanish. And in reality, Resident Evil 4 is worse with the stereotype because it's basically where these people live in Spain. It's like ye old really shit medieval village. I was like, I don't think Spain's that medieval, like it's portraying in Resident Evil 4, but no one batted an eyelid there. No one had a thing, no one complained at all.
It's like I said, some people just want to attach their opinions onto something and turn it into a debate, no matter what it is.
Oh
It's a
yeah.
video game. It's there to have fun.
It's
That's
exactly.
all that's all I want out of my video game.
That's
I
all. Yeah,
just want to
exactly. Just
have
want to
fun.
have fun. And they will remake this. Capcom will remake Resident Evil 5. And I really hope they focus more on like the political side of like maybe the civil wars going on. Like if you look at Haiti at the moment, Haiti has gone to shit. Like that is so bad. So imagine if they focused
I've
it,
read some of that. That's pretty sad, actually.
Imagine if they based it around something like Haiti, because it'd be a similar sort of environment and they can kind of really go into the civil war politics to kind of go, yeah, this sort of shit is happening whilst we're all sitting here, you know, eating chocolate for Easter, drinking beer, meeting family. Haiti and places like that are in the absolute shitholes. And
A
then in
lot
a
of people in the Western world don't understand how good we have
No,
it.
they really don't. Like I'm going to do some moving the house today, and that's I'm playing video games. That's my job. But these countries are like on the brink of survival, like brink of death practically. And then you'd imagine, yeah, as you said, a company like Umbrella could easily come in and just sweep in and take advantage of that situation. And that's what happens in this game because the place is under freaking civil war. Just take advantage, and that's exactly what will happen. And that's how I think that's how they should portray it. Really focus on that for Resident Evil 5 when they did the
Yeah,
remake.
it's what reality is, right? Like these money always takes advantage of the poor.
It really freaking does. And you know, will they make a remake? Yeah, because they hinted at it in Resident Evil 4, the end of Resident Evil 4 remake. They will definitely make it. And there can be all the haters and stuff, but I think the market again dictates will that game be successful? And it will. People will buy. If you could buy Resident Evil 5 now and get rid of all the problems like the moving and stuff, but having that co-op option, like me and you could play Resident Evil 5. We could just
Yeah.
play. How good would that be?
And especially if they put in like a character creator type of thing too. That'd
And yeah, get my gimp suit and I'd be so
be
happy. Because yeah, we go like on more positive things. Cause like the costumes you can get, some of them are so funky. Sheva, once you complete the game for the first time, gets a Red Riding Hood costume, which looks absolutely sick.
Yes, I did see that.
And I was like, oh, and then you get to play as Sheva, so you see it from her point of view. I was like, Christ, I want to play this game now as Sheva, as Red Riding Hood. This is sick.
Well, I'm never going to play it again. So you tell me how that goes, and I'll take your word for it.
You get extra, I think it's two extra DLC or two extra stories,
Yeah.
and then you get the mercenaries mode as well. Then you get the ability to get play through the game like New Game Plus, hard mode, and eventually you can get infinite ammo and stuff like that. So if you know, again, I know this wasn't your cup of tea, but if you have that want to play it again, you could play it through with infinite ammo and just go nuts. And that's what I
If I
like
had
about the Resident Evil
infinite
games. It's
ammo off
great.
the beginning, I would have probably enjoyed the game more because I just would have blown everything up. That would have been
Yeah,
the end
I think I
of
remember
it.
I played Resident Evil 4 back in the day with the ultimate, like a rocket launcher or something. I wanted a one-hit kill weapon, and it was just so much fun going through. Like I love playing the Resident Evil games anyway because the way you shoot something, like use a shotgun, it feels so weighty. Like it actually feels like I'm using a shotgun.
Yeah.
I think they've got the mechanics spot on for each weapon, but to do it with like one-hit kills, explode everything, I was like, this is so much fun. Everything die now. Everything die.
Everything dies.
Everything dies now. Now, essentially, yeah, when we will play this again. We will play this when it comes to Resident Evil 5. Do you know what? When they do make the remake, me and you can do the Patreon episode of the review of it.
Okay. All right. It may be 10 years before they make the remake of that, but
If, yeah,
if they do the if the remake comes out, I'll definitely do that.
we will definitely do it. So I've essentially covered, look, I've covered everything I want to cover because I wanted to make sure we've got the fun stuff along with obviously the controversial stuff, and IGN can go suck a dick. Yeah, IGN, I know you listen to this podcast, you can absolutely suck a dick. I know Chris Copley, one of our residents, is probably going, yeah, Queen, at the moment hearing that. So have you got anything else you want to bring to the table for this game?
Let's see. Let me go over my stuff here. Nope. I've got my complaints out.
Now,
I don't
okay.
understand how it got such a good rating.
Oh yeah, so much racism. 9.3, which
Well,
is
that's it. IGN had that whole article about it being bad and racist, but they gave it a 9 out of 10. That's kind of weird.
yeah, it is weird. And also, if you can hear a licking noise on the microphone, that is not me. That is my
It
dog.
is not your dog. It's you.
It's me. It's me licking myself. Pat has come. He's out of bed now. He has joined party. Pat, that sounds gross on the microphone, mate. It sounds horrific, and you stop doing that.
He's ready for the day, is what he is.
He's really just trying to escape the house today. That's what he's trying to do, aren't you, little bastard? So, if you had to score this out of 10, what are you giving it?
I would give it a 4.
You really didn't like this.
I can't get past the controls. They were so bad and so frustrating at times.
Oh,
And the fact that it would have been way better if I could move like it was an action game.
yeah.
They made an action game and they made me walk around like Resident Evil 1. Like they didn't change anything.
They didn't do it,
So
yeah.
yeah, no. Alex Kidd is way better in this game.
Oh. See, I'm going to shock you here, and I might shock other people. I'm going to double your score, and I'm going to give an 8.
Oh, what is wrong
Because, right, okay, there's a few
with
reasons here. I have never played Gears of War, right? I purchased Gears of War. This is April 1st. We're recording this. It's coming out this day. I purchased an Xbox One yesterday. I got one for 50
Okay.
bucks.
Oh, that's good.
And
Good
that,
price.
yeah, I got it for 50 bucks. And then I went out and thought, what can I buy? And I bought Gears of War for the Xbox One for $8. Oh, for $8. So
You will play that game and immediately change your score on this game.
exactly. The moment I play Gears of War, the score for Resident Evil will drop dramatically. But for now, I liked it. I liked the story. I thought it was fun. I liked my gimp costume. I thought that was just fucking hilarious. I love the fact that this game screams replayability so much so. And I was like, it doesn't take itself too seriously. It knows exactly what it is. I love the co-op. I would have, again, if I could play co-op online, if I actually had someone, this would have been even better, but it wasn't. So it is what it is. But yeah, I imagine the moment I have to play Gears of War for the first time, then my score of Resident Evil 5 will drop dramatically.
I can guarantee it because Gears of War is a masterpiece. Those games are so good.
So I am looking forward to Gears of War. Yes, when I get my little Xbox, I'll be playing that soon. I will crack on with that. Yes, it's the Xbox One version. I don't care, but I will be playing that soon and giving it a score on it. But for now, Resident Evil 5 is done. We have now tackled that monster. And Dave, thank you very much. And I appreciate it because you actually hadn't played it. You went out, purchased it with your own money, and finished it. So thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Hey, no worries. I'm glad I could help you
Oh, you always can, sir. And yeah, next time we'll make sure we pick a good game for you.
out. I'm gonna find one that you're gonna hate.
Oh, do it. Well, you fucking did it,
This
Alex Kidd. Don't fucking start.
is gonna be our thing now. We're gonna go back and forth.
Back and forth, it really will. Well, Dave, you take care of yourself, sir, and I'll speak to you soon.
Sounds good. You have a good day.
You too. Bye. And that was episode 110 of Resident Evil 5. Thank you very much for everyone for listening, and thank you because I know I've not been here and really bearing with me. I really appreciate it. Thank you to Mr. Dave McGee. I'm interested in what he's going to pick next time. Probably a game I absolutely hate. But until then, we'll be back to our normal schedule as of next week. So tune in then. You all take care of yourselves. Have a great week. Take care of yourself. Bye bye.